Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Moving gears here just a little bit. There was a story out this week about calls to Missouri's child abuse and neglect hotline have dropped pretty dramatically in the last couple of weeks. That's got experts worried. We're concerned about more calls about domestic violence now and keeping people safe in their homes now that people are cooped up so much. We're going to get into all that now with Mary Ann Matheny, who is the CEO of Hope House, joins us on the line. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi.
Can you tell, first of all, for people who don't know what Hope House is, can you tell us what it is and what you do?
Sure. We provide services for victims of domestic violence. We do that through two emergency shelters, and then we also have a wide array of outreach services for those people who need services but don't need the safety of shelter.
So in this time, it was one of the first things that we started to ask about. When we found out that people were going to be cooped up inside more, we started to wonder what's going to happen with crime and what's going to happen then with calls about domestic violence in homes. And I don't want to jump to conclusions and assume that we're going to have problems we're not going to have. But how do you see it? Do you have any increased concerns now with people spending more time in environments they wouldn't normally be in?
Absolutely. I think this is a very, very scary time for people in general, but it's even heightened risk for people who are in domestic violence situations. So having the ability to reach out for help, having the ability to escape is even harder now that people are having to stay in the house together with the abuser as well.
Is that because people are normally, you know, people who are in that kind of an abusive relationship just look forward normally every day to that time when they have by themselves because the abusive person is out working or doing whatever? Or is it just a matter of people being at home when they normally wouldn't be?
Both. I think that there's a lot of times people are using those opportunities when there's some distance between them to reach out for help, to call our hotline or to call the police or to actually have an opportunity to leave. So I think that that is really being challenged right now. And but you can't also underestimate the stress that people are under around the unknown. People are losing their jobs. People are afraid. They're not feeling like they're getting all the supplies that they need. All of those things that everyone is feeling get even heightened the risk danger for someone who's in a domestic violence situation.
So I feel like we need to do a service here a bit and give advice to people who are in that situation or potentially may have some fear about what's going to happen now that they're spending more time with someone that they used to be able to get away from if you're kind of on that cusp. What can people do now that we're in some extraordinary circumstances?
Well, I think what we have been really trying to get out to the people that we are working with, to our clients, to potential clients, is still call for help. If you have the opportunity, the hotlines are still being answered and we're still being able to talk with people about what services we can do. And what we're doing is rearranging or rethinking how we're providing services in these times when face-to-face options aren't necessary or we're not able to do those. I think it's really, really important that those people who surround that victim that if you have, it's a coworker, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, that those relationships become even more important right now because they could be the only lifeline for that person. She or he, whichever, may not be able to pick up the phone and call the hotline. They may not be able to pick up the phone and call the police like they would have maybe been able to do before. And that's where if they could have a safety plan or have some kind of plan in place with those very important people in their lives, that they could then have that person do it for them, could do the reaching out, and could be helping them get to safety. I think we can't emphasize enough how important those relationships are going to be right now for people.
Oh, no doubt. And I want to do a couple of things here. First, I want to give out the hotline. We're going to do this a couple of times during our talk, and we'll, of course, have this tweeted out for you as well. The hotline for Hope House is 816-461-HOPE. That's 816-461-4673. And the other thing I want to do is have you take us through this a little bit, because abusers spend an awful lot of time dehumanizing their victims and telling them there is no other alternative. You can't get out. Nobody's going to come and help you, to the point where people believe it. Let's demystify that process a little bit. When somebody reaches out and they make that phone call to the hotline, they're obviously in crisis. What are the steps? What happens from there?
I would also like to put out the Metro hotline. All the shelters in the Metro area, we work very, very closely together. So you can call 816 hotline as well, and you can get connected. So there are resources for people throughout the Metro area, Johnson County, Wyandotte County, and then in Jackson County, north of the river. I want to make sure people are aware it doesn't matter where you are in the Metro. There are people that can help you. And when somebody calls the hotline, it's going to be very, very different depending on their situation. So the hotline operator is going to talk with them about what their experience is right then. First, are you in a safe place that you could talk? If not, how can we get you to a safe place that you can talk? And then really brainstorming with them, what are their needs? What are they trying to accomplish? And how urgent is it? Sometimes people call our hotline. It's very, very appropriate to call just to get information. You may not be in the crisis at that particular moment, so you may just be gathering information. So our conversation with that person is going to look very different than someone who has just dialed 911 and is in this very immediate crisis. So, and it also will depend on what they have available to them. What kind of support systems do they have in place? What kind of networks do they have? What kind of resources do they have available to them? Because we're going to really be exploring that with them to try to get them something that is immediate to the needs that they have right then. One of the unfortunate things, and I think it's just our reality at the moment, is that the services that we provide are being challenged, just like every other social service provider out there, just like every business owner. We have to rearrange and rethink how we're providing services. So there are some services that may not be available in the same way that it has been before. So we're trying to work with people individually to really figure out what's going to help them in that moment. So I really want to encourage people, and whether you're a victim yourself that's experiencing it or you're one of those lifelines for someone, it's okay to call our hotline and to talk to people to find out what can help you right now.
I want to talk about kids for a minute. There was a story out yesterday that was a bit alarming and that took a little bit of digging to figure out what's going on. The number of calls to Missouri's Child Abuse and Neglect Hotline dropped by about 50% in the last couple of weeks. And the experts are saying it's not because there are fewer incidents. It's because teachers and child care workers and other professionals who work with kids are the ones required to report those cases, but kids aren't in school and they aren't around those mandatory reporters. Is that a concern of yours then, that we're going to have kids in situations where maybe the child abuse is still going to be there, but there's no one there to report it?
Absolutely. I think, again, as people become more isolated, those networks and support systems are so crucial. So kids who aren't being seen by those people that are those potential networks for them, they're going to be at risk. Because if it's happening in the home and nobody is connecting with that family, no one is reaching them, then that child becomes that much more isolated, or that even if it's the adult victim, they become that much more isolated, and so they become that much more at risk. So absolutely, as we, and understandably why we're in the situation that we're in, we have to remember that there are those people that are at risk that need those social connections, and they need those resources from whomever they can be. They need them now more than ever.
Let me ask this. As a concern that we're not spending time together nearly as much now in social distancing, is there anything that other people, you know, just friends, if, you know, kind of going off your gut feeling and that kind of thing, is there anything that everybody else who are not mandatory reporters can do? Does that kind of put more responsibility on just the other people in everybody's lives?
It really does. It really requires that we become more active in what we are becoming aware of. So we have to be looking out for the signs and signals from our neighbors and our coworkers and the people closest to us. You don't have to be a mandatory reporter to call in a child abuse, to call into the child abuse hotline. Mandatory reporters have to when they see it. But anybody, if you see something happening or you're aware of something happening to a child, or then it's you have the ability, and I think the responsibility to call that in and make sure that child at least gets looked at. And maybe there isn't anything going on, and maybe it's an inconvenience to that family, but at least we know that child was looked at and that somebody has their eyes on that family if there's this potential or the actual abuse is happening to them.
Yeah.
I think, again, whether you're an adult or a child, these people who are in these situations are at very high risk right now, because those opportunities for people to connect with them have been diminished so much.
No doubt. And that short-term inconvenience is something we can all get through if it means protecting a child potentially in the long term. Maryam Matheny, CEO of Hope House. And again, the Hope House hotline is 816-461-HOPE, 816-461-4673. Maryam, thank you so much. It's vital information. We appreciate you giving it to us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a bunch, and make sure you stay healthy here during this time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.